Brother Danny Morrow called this week, called me on Monday. Some of y'all know who he is. And he pastors the Fundamental Baptist Church in Springtown. And he said, my sound system doesn't work. And he's pretty good with wires and stuff. He's a telephone man. And he said, I can't get my sound system. I've tried everything. And so I said, we have somebody come look at that. And so Brother Tyler King didn't have nothing to do. And Brother Tyler's been putting websites together and all the lots of things and so busy. I appreciate Brother Tyler King publicly. Thank you, Tyler, for working so hard. But anyway, I had to send him. That's the only person I knew. So send Tyler over there. Of course, the sound system was done, over, gone. I said, well, make sure you take one of ours with you, and that way he can at least have Sunday. And so he got him fixed up for Sunday, but me and Brother Morrow were talking on the phone about how Satan indwells every sound system, and no matter how hard you seem to try, something happens. And so, anyway, if you win your Bibles tonight, turn to 1 Corinthians 16. We'll be in a couple of different scripture, and we're going to walk through this. Hopefully you've received the Ministry Involvement Night booklet. We'll walk through that after we read the verse of scripture, and we'll read the verse of scripture, and then we'll work through the booklet, and then we'll come back and preach a message. So if you would turn to 1 Corinthians, I guess I should turn there as well. 1 Corinthians 16. Most of you will know the verse. We used this as one of our theme verses several years back, but I want to dwell on verse 14 as well. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13 and 14. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. Look at verse 14. Let all your things be done with charity. Again, the King James writers use the proper word here, charity. If yours says love, it's not the proper word. Proper word is charity. It's love in action. Love in action. Love in action. That true love will be put into action. You really love something, then you're going to act upon it. And again, notice what it says here. Let all your things be done with charity. That is a pretty wide range, isn't it? All things. All things. And it's a hard command to keep. And it is a command. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, bless again the reading of your word. Help us as a church family, Lord, to love, and that love would be our motivation for service. We thank you. Again, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you get your booklet here, we'll go through it just real quickly, encouraging you to get involved and here at Heritage. And sometimes I'm kind of skipping through, we'll come to the sermon part here in a moment on page 2. We'll give you that outline on page 2 in just a moment. And then we see on page 3 the need for leadership requirements. Sometimes, depending on where you're serving, there will be a need for leadership requirements and for you to sign those. And I know for Sunday school teachers, trustees, deacons in these areas. And then, what is a spiritual gift? And I encourage you, I did put some of the old style, these have been around a while, spiritual gift tests back at the back on the bookstore counter there. And there's several of these back there. If you would like to take the test, a test, there's several out there. You can go on the internet and look up some. Take a spiritual gift test. You can do that tonight after the services. And so, encourage you in that way. And then God has given us these gifts, as we're going to preach here in a moment, to use to edify and to build up the body of Christ. And so to work, to serve the body of Christ. And there's there on page 6, it gives you those spiritual gifts: prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhortation, giving, administration, and mercy. And then we'll go through the various ministries we do have and look on page 7. I'm on page 7. Told you it's going to be quick. Page 7. Bereavement ministry. This is headed up by our church secretary, Ms. Sim Stone. If you'd like to be involved in helping in this area, you can, again, all these tables tonight are set up so that you can go back there and sign up to help. And there's opportunity there to be an encouragement by helping with meals and so forth. Bookstore, Miss Brother Greg and Miss Barbara Renz run that. And again, just trying to supply good Christian materials. And we try to once a month. We're doing pretty good at it last year, pretty good, better than we have in a while. I've given you like a book of the month, a book to encourage you to purchase and do. Many of you purchased the stewardship booklet and some of the other things. I hope that you've been reading those. And we ought to surround ourselves with good material, good music, and good material to read. Encourage you in that way. We always need more volunteers in the bookstore. And then care counseling, Miss Linda Smith takes up this, and this is an opportunity to minister to those who need counseling. And usually what I say when somebody comes to me for counseling is, I'll counsel you. I'll tell you what the Bible says, and I'll do that for a few weeks. And then I'll say to you, you're above my pay grade, and I'll send you to someone else who does it for a living. And or someone who does it, you know, who has a degree in that area and can help you more so than I can. And so we've sent a lot of people across the street, Brother Miss Slaughter across the street. They have the life coach, and they're really good people here, right here in Hassett. It's been great to have them there to help. And then Miss Linda Smith, what a blessing. And for our ladies and couples kids, I mean, she can do it all. She has a couple of degrees and a master's degree, and she's been a blessing. And I've known her a little while, so I trust her. And so we send people her way. And so there's an opportunity there. I didn't know, for some of you didn't know we had that ministry. It's there for you. Children's Choir, Brother Brandon Cook and Miss Cook do a great job with that on the Sunday afternoons, and you've heard them just here recently, especially Christmas, such a wonderful job. And we're looking forward. This year we're going to go back to what we used to do, and the Children's Choir is going to sing a little more often on Sunday mornings. And then we are reinstituting what? The Teen Choir. Have y'all heard yet? Oh, yeah. It's coming. And so bringing back the old Teen Choir. And so the teens will sing a couple, three, four times a year on Sunday mornings. And so look forward to that. So I encourage you to bring your kids to be a part of that. What a wonderful opportunity. Children's Church, Brother Noah Day, always can use help in Children's Church. And that's a rotation. You can go in there and rotate. And you don't have to stay up there forever, but you rotate in and out. And so encourage you to be a part of that ministry. The choir, Brother Caleb took the choir when Brother Jonathan deserted us. And he's back at the back. That's why I'm picking on him. And this, of course, helps with the mood for the services and gets us ready for the preaching of the Word of God. And I didn't want to downplay this morning the importance of music. I understand that preaching is paramount, but we do and ought to have music there to encourage us and strengthen us. And so there's an opportunity there. As I said this morning, if you can sing, you ought to be in the choir. And some of you need to get back in the choir. You've been out a while. And so encourage you to sign up, be a part of that. Coffee shop, Abby and other ladies that run this thing. And we didn't put this in last year, and we should have. If you want to help make fancy coffee, it's there for you. And that's on a rotation basis as well. I think they do. There's a group on Sunday evening, and there's a group on Wednesday evening. And so you can be a part of that. And it's been a great ministry, hasn't it? Honestly, it's been a place for everybody hangs out and drinks fancy coffee. Good fellowship. And the new building's going to have even a bigger coffee shop in it. And lots more places to fellowship. And then the new ministry is a daycare. Miss Valerie Lund will be running that ministry. And Heritage Daycare and Preschool Care provides children's ages infant through preschool years. Again, the goal is to reach people for Christ. And we want a good quality daycare. And this should anticipating being started up in May or June. So it's coming. If you have little ones and you've been, and we are absolutely going to be cheaper than any daycare around our area anyway, a couple hundred dollars cheaper at least. And so we encourage you to sign up, be a part of that. And we look forward to how the Lord's going to use that ministry. My wife, again, has taken this responsibility here of late of decorating. And I know we got a lot of good ladies that do that, and men. I appreciate our men who come up and help the ladies and push the cart and get all that stuff out. It's amazing. And they do a fantastic job, don't they? Amen? I would say amen a little hard. Amen? I mean, unless you want to. All those Christmas trees? I don't know. There's like 25 of them. And they do such a wonderful job, beautiful job. And so appreciate that ministry. Miss Christy McCollum ran that ministry for years and years and years. And she stepped aside, and we're praying for her and for him as well and their health. And so keep them in your prayers. And then discipleship is Brother Gary Cox. This is on Wednesday night. And we have, in the last several years, done discipleship one-on-one. And so if this is something you're interested in, if you are a couple or you're an individual who would like to disciple somebody, we can train you to do that as well. You can go through the discipleship program, and then you could be a discipler. And so encourage you to see Brother Cox if you would like to be a part of that. Global Vision. Global Vision. Brother Phil and Miss Rachel James run this ministry. And again, it's about fulfilling the Great Commission. And we need lots and lots of rope holders. When we first started this ministry, we just signed up every new member automatically. And it didn't go as well as we thought. We want you to volunteer for this. It's an opportunity for you to get to know a missionary. So let's say you take on Brother Johnny and Tori Leslie, and say you become their rope holders. And then you would text them, you would email them, you would correspond with them, you would encourage them. Our missionaries need encouragement. They're over there alone. They need encouragement. And then when they come back from the field for furlough, when they come and report to us, then we want you to have dinner with them. We want you to socialize with them. And so we try to keep that going. And it's more than just praying for a missionary, but getting to know a missionary. So encourage you to be a part of that ministry. See Brother and Mrs. James and you sign up for that. Then we have Heritage Christian Academy on the next page. Brother Aaron Cushel, of course, leading that ministry. And there's always opportunities there to help. Always opportunities for super subs. It's always fun to find subs. If you just say, you know what, I have nothing to do today. I would like to substitute teach. We have a job for you. And so encourage you. It pays so good, too. It's like, pays amazing. But we'll encourage you. This is an opportunity to get involved. And by the way, it's an opportunity if your kids are not in the academy to get your kids in the academy. And I had people yesterday said, we're really interested in the academy. I said, I'm glad you're interested. If you are interested, you better let Brother Cushel know now, because most of the classes are full. So let him know. That way he can plan and prepare and hopefully get your child in. That's another reason for the new building. Allow some opportunities there to expand that. Kitchen Crew, run by my wife, and I appreciate so many others. Miss Watts and the Kitchen Crew do a fantastic job, don't they? It's one of my favorite crews. And then all of you who cook, I know Brother Schuler and others cook and just do a great job. I want to just say that Brother Schuler and what he does, I know he does it because he loves to do it, but I also want to publicly say that it saves the church thousands upon thousands of dollars every year. I'm not exaggerating at all. Thousands. What Miss Watts does, and many of you ladies, you save the church thousands of dollars. And that's money that can be spent in many other places, evangelizing or whatever it may be. So I appreciate that. And this is an area you can get involved in and encourage you to sign up, be a part of that. And then local outreach, our soul winning ministry, Brother James Stone, our associate pastor, because the other associate pastor deserted us too, that Brother Stone is leading now and doing a good job. And so, again, clear command from the Scriptures. Our purpose as a church is to give the gospel out, to share the gospel with the lost and dying world. And so we endeavor to do that. And we do that in so many ways. But one of the best ways in which we do that is organized visitation. And so as you are a Christian longer and longer, as you are a child of God longer and longer, you'll find that your circle gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. All of a sudden, you're not hanging out with people that you can truly witness to, because all the people you hang out with, most of them anyway, are already saved people. And so this organized visitation gives you an opportunity to go out and to witness to others whom are out of your circle, and gives you that opportunity. And we want to be good stewards of the visitors we have. And I'm just so encouraged by the visit I made yesterday, me and Brother Barker made me yesterday. I'm encouraged by the visitors we do have and the opportunities that we have to reach our community for Christ. And I encourage you. It's one thing to put a dollar or $5 in the mission account. It's another thing to go do it yourself. And you're commanded to go do it yourself. You say, well, I can't do that anymore. Well, guess what? We have a job for you as well. I don't know who heads it up. I know a bunch of ladies and some men come down here and fill the new move-in bags. They do a fantastic job. So you say, well, I can't get out and drive the streets. I can't drive at night. I can't, whatever the case may be. Well, there's an opportunity there to help with the new move-in bags and putting them together. Sometimes they put together 300 or 400 or 500 of those together. And I'm thankful we have that ministry as well. And I remember when Miss Shepherd was here years ago, Miss Shepherd, who kind of as things went on, she couldn't come to visitation anymore. And she said, preacher, I know I can pray. I know I can pray. And I always appreciated that attitude she had. And you can pray. By the way, when I go to hospitals and make visits, I say, well, I want to pray with you. What else can I do for you? I always remind them the best thing I can do for you is pray. The best thing we can do for somebody is pray. And so encourage you in that way. So pray for those who are out laboring. Pray for that. And God will bless that. All right. And that's Tuesday morning at 10 and Tuesday evening. We have a good Tuesday morning crowd. I know I'm getting the opportunity here to brag, but about some of these ministries, but the Tuesday morning crowd, I get more compliments about the Tuesday morning crowd than any others. I'm telling you, I do multiple times. And the great, I went by and saw Miss Jean Gibson on Monday and visited with her because I knew she was going to have surgery on Thursday. And I did go to her surgery and prayed with her before she went in. But when I was with her on Monday, for her to brag about the people who come see her, even though sometimes she says, I don't want somebody coming by today. And she's always very apologetic of that because something's going on health-wise. But she was so appreciative of all the visits and sometimes if we're not careful, out of sight, out of mind, right? And we need to keep remembering that. By the way, talking about out of sight, out of mind, remembering Modine and Brother Howard Shields, people like that, remembering some of these people who can't come to church anymore and praying for them and encouraging them, write them a note, send them a letter, whatever you can do. All right, I'm preaching. Page 12, the bottom, Master Clubs. Brother Chad and Miss Cindy Biddle have been leading this ministry for a long time, doing a great job. As you can see this morning, we are hosting Master Club Regionals again this year. And this has been about 3 years since they've had a true, so he is coming then. I'm looking at Chad. All right. He is coming. We have over 100 kids signed up from Worth Baptist, our church, Joshua Baptist Church, that church down in Amarillo that we don't like because their kids are really good at it in competition. And then some others. Grayson Bible Baptist Church in Sherman just picked up and started doing master clubs. By the way, McPherson Road Baptist Church in Fort Worth does master clubs. I don't know if we knew that or not. I just found that out. So he's going to write that down. Look at him. Very studious. Going to find that out. I'm going to call them and invite them to Master Club Regionals. Brother Jason Mann is the pastor there. And so opportunity for us to have our kids do the regionals is awesome. You've got to come and watch it. It's crazy, crazy good. And then every Wednesday night, our ministry and these kids who learn so much of the Bible, memorizing the scriptures, practically how to use the lessons they learn and use them practically in their everyday life. And so encourage you, this is an ministry. There are two ministries that anyone can get involved in basically, and that is Children's Church and Master Clubs. These are areas of which if you're new to our church, it'd be a great way to jump in, great place to jump in and get involved. And a lot of time and effort spent in wrangling kids like herding cats. Next page is medical missions. Brother Phil again and Miss Rachel James heading up this ministry, and they're headed out Saturday. And so my wife and I are not going this time. Just a lot of things going on here at the church. Feel like we ought to stay, but I am praying for them. They're going to be with Brother Daniel Coates again there in Guatemala, and just praying that God would use it in a great way. And so this has been a ministry we've seen last year, over 200 saved because of this ministry. In these various fields. And really, practically speaking, one of the reasons why Brother and Miss Bradley are having to find a building and get a building is because of the results of the medical missions trips. And I'm just saying, if you just say rubber meets the road, why is that the case? because of the results. So it's not just seeing people saved, but seeing lasting results of people who are in turn coming to church and so forth. So this is an area you could jump in. I did not mention about supporting financially this trip as much as I have done in the past. And I don't want to ever wear you guys out. But at the same time, every time we announce about a medical mission trip, remember, you can help pay for the medicine. You can help pay for it. Just on your envelope, put medical missions, and it'll go towards those things. And so, but you yourselves need to get involved. If you are a medical professional, please get involved. And then we love to find out if people who know other languages that we didn't know before, and then we find out, and then we track you down and hunt you down for Jesus, stalk you for Christ. And so we need those to come and be a part and help us in these areas. And nursery, my wife heads that up, and so we always need help in the nursery. Another area, which if you're a mother and you have a child in the nursery, you ought to sign up, be a part of that. It ought to just be taken for granted if you are a mother and you have a child in there that you take part of the rotation. And then, and just encourage every lady, not men, every lady, to be involved in helping with those. I mean, how we learned during COVID they were out here. We kind of got used to it a little bit, but it's mucho better if they're back there. Safety team, Brother Alan Schuler, Brother Billy, head this ministry up, and we appreciate them very, very much. This ministry is much needed in the day and age which we live in. So there's, generally speaking, three men who are watching things around here, and at least one of them will have a certification, generally speaking. And so the ability to have somebody here on staff as a volunteer, that's the key. We could have hired somebody, but to have a volunteer is tremendous. So this is an area you can jump in, and you can go as far as you want to. You can be one that is simply just helping manage and do and watch doors and those type of things. Or the church will help you financially to become a PPO, which is like a fourth stage. I don't know all the jargon, but it's like a fourth stage in it's almost like a bodyguard per se. And you are state certified. So encourage you in that way if that's an area you'd like to be involved in. Shut-ins, Brother Cox on Tuesday mornings, visiting the shut-ins. And that's that Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock, that I've already bragged on and encourage you. You say, well, I can't make Tuesday night, and I can't make Saturday morning, but I could make a Tuesday morning. I encourage you to come Tuesday morning at 10 and do those things. And then Sunday school, I've been the superintendent of that now for about a year or so. Encourage you. We can always use help if you would like to help and volunteer. And when the new building is built, this one is going to allow for several more classes. And so we look forward to that. And so we'll have an opportunity to expand the Sunday school. All right, next page 15. Tech team, Brother Tyler King. Sound, Reed Gentry, Tyler King. We always need help in the tech area. And if you are techie, you are a nerd. Brother King would like to converse with you and computer jargon, and if you can help in that area. I do appreciate, though, several of you have jumped in. I know Brother Greenwell and others have jumped in and helped, and it's a tremendous, tremendous blessing. So if you would like to work in the sound booth, you would like to work and help in those areas, see that table. And then Brother Gentry heads up our ushers and greeters, page 16. Again, helping and greeting people is so important. I know this is an area we continue to try to improve in, but I'm telling you, our church does a good job of this. And when you walk through a door, that somebody's greeting you, telling you where to go, all these things. And so encourage you, if you would like to do those things, sign up for that. The Welcome Center with Miss Sim Stone, we need smiley people, smiley couples that just love life and like to take people and show them where to go. And so encourage you, we do need that. And it's important that we have friendly faces there. You know, first impressions do matter. And we absolutely, this is a couple of those areas, these first impressions that we're going to continue to add to over the next year or two. And we want to do and become better and better. And then Miss Judy England heads up our widows and widowers, kind of the fellowship and the camaraderie there, and helping with some meal, puts on a couple of, no, several, I think three or four meals a year. And so she could always use some help, helping with those meals and putting on those fellowships. And so encourage you, if you would like to sign up, be a part of that. Then lastly, yard and building maintenance on the last page, page 17. Page 17, Noah Day heads up now our yard and building maintenance. And if that's something you're interested in, you have some talent in that area, please let us know. And if you just want to come hang out and mow in the summer, there's an endless amount. No, there's a lot of mowing to be done. Then youth ministry, Tyler and Jessica King now heading that ministry up. Encourage you if there's an area there. I know they're doing, they'll do fellowships in homes sometimes. You say, well, I'd like to host a youth fellowship in my home and feed all those heathens, lovely human beings. Sorry, Grant. Lovely human beings, and just, you know, be a blessing to them. Let Brother Tyler know, and I'm sure he could accommodate that. And again, encouraging the 52 Club to be a part of that and give weekly to that. I want to encourage you to tear the back sheet out. Everybody help me. Ready? Want to hear pages ripping, please. Tear the back sheet out of your booklet. It's been a while since we've done it this way. I want to encourage you to take that list. And if you have skills in any of those areas, if you would check that, check it, sign it somewhere. You got to put your name on it. We won't know who you are. All right. Maybe you want to just put your name in big letters on the back. But sign this so we'll know that, hey, you have some talent in carpentry, or you have some talent in editing, you have talent in plumbing, or you have talent in artwork or sign painting or graphic design or photography or computer, some of these areas. Proofreading has become a pretty good job for us as well. And so if you would, mark what you have talent in, write your name on this, and put it in the offering plate here in a little bit. Would you do that? Would you please do that? So you're going to put it in the offering plate here in just a moment. All right? All right. I think we've made it through the booklet. If you want to, you can go back to page 2, and then we are going to have our message for tonight. I want to give you the outline, and we'll do that. But I want to spend a little time on 1 Corinthians 16. When Paul says to this church, now remember, this church was a selfish church. This church had a lot of problems. And he says to this, as he's closing the book, as he's getting ready to wrap up the first letter to the church in Corinth, he says to them, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. He says to them, hey, wake up, stand up, and grow up. There's an outline. Wake up, stand up, and grow up. And then in verse 14, he says, listen, he says, let all of your things be done with charity. We're going to stand firm in the faith. We ought to do so in love. All things that we do should be done with charity. Hudson Taylor, that famous missionary to China, and I've given you this quote before, but I'll give it to you again. Hudson Taylor, the most famous missionary in China years ago, he was talking to prospective missionaries who were willing to come to China. He asked them a question. He said, why do you want to come to China? One person said, well, to fulfill the commission, you know, to fulfill the command of God. He's told us to go into all the world. And another person said, well, people are dying and going to hell without any hope. We want to spread the message of the gospel. And Hudson Taylor said this, all of those motives, all of these motives, however good, will fail you in times of testing, trials, and possibly even death. There is but one motive that will sustain you in times of testings and trials, and that is 2 Corinthians 5:14. For the love of Christ constraineth us. What Hudson Taylor was saying, listen, he's saying your greatest motivator, your greatest motive for being a part of the ministry, no matter what area of ministry that may be, is love. Love. Why? Because if you put your motive as anything else, it will wane because people will fail you. People will let you down. You'll get tired of the way. You'll get tired. You never should get tired of the way, but we'll get tired in the way. And love is what will constrain us. The love of Christ should constrain us. Verse 14, saying specifically that love is not weak. We draw strength and power from our love, right? Don't you? With your own family, don't you draw strength and power from the love you have for your family? We do. That's what would compel a dad to, you know, to step out in front of a car to save his child and the mother as well, because of the love we have for them. It gives us power and strength. And love gives us power and strength as we serve the Lord. It is possible to possess great gifts and not possess love. 1 John 4:8 says, God is love, and Christ is the incarnation of that love. Christ, our example, he went about doing good. He loved others and served others, so selfless because he loved them. The love of God is in the believer. Romans 5:5, listen to this verse. The love of God is in the believer. Romans 5:5, Paul says, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. You realize the love of God is in your heart. And that love of God that's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost can be expressed to others. And that should, again, be the motive why we serve. Because we love the Lord. You say, well, my motive is loving people. People are going to let you down. The love of the Lord, it's the love of Christ that constraineth us to serve. In your booklet on page 1, I'll quickly give you this outline. We don't have near the time to preach the whole thing, but we think about, again, the gifts that God has given us. 1 Corinthians 12:14 through 27 and Romans chapter 12, 1 through 8. You want to write those down, you can. 1 Corinthians 12:14 through 27 and Romans 12, 1 through 8 talk about the various gifts in which God has given us as believers, that each person who is saved is given a gift according to his good pleasure. I'm going to remind you of that. You say, well, I didn't get the gift that he got and she didn't get the gift. Well, because God gave gifts according to his pleasure. He's the one who hands them out, if you would. So if you don't have a certain gift that you wanted, just take it up with him. And so, I wish I could sing. Well, you know what? John Reed can't sing. He's not here tonight. He had to work. But John Reed is the closest person I've ever seen who is tone deaf. Right? Now, John Reed, when he gets to heaven someday, and I hope it's a long time from now, but John Reed will be singing in heaven. And it's going to be a melodious sound. But while here on earth, it may not be the best thing for John Reed to necessarily join the choir. It's not his gift. And he can gripe about it all he wants. And he doesn't, by the way. But God has given us gifts according as he sees fit, according to his pleasure. And those gifts are to be used to edify the body, to build up, to strengthen the body. And again, here at Heritage Baptist Church, your gifts should not be used for the world. They should be used for the Lord. Amen. Amen. And whether you have the gifts of administration, the gift of helps, whatever your gift is, it should be used for the Lord. Number one, the steps of serving Christian, number one is Christ. Christ. In other words, in order to serve, you must be saved. If you're going to serve the Lord, you got to be saved. I hope that you know you're saved, that you have accepted Christ as your Savior. I'll move on. Number two is church. Jesus said, I will build my church. Jesus loved the church and gave himself for it. The church is the Lord's tool to reach the world. And so in order to serve here at Heritage, you must be a member of Heritage Baptist Church. I get questions a lot from visitors, well, how can I serve otherwise? And there are places we allow and we do let visitors serve and be a part. But for the majority, you need to be a member of the church. Number three, consistent. Be consistent. If you're going to serve here as a church, you ought to be a consistent Christian. In other words, you ought to have a daily walk with the Lord and live a consistent life. Read your Bible and pray and have a devotional time and attend church faithfully and give. We wouldn't let a Sunday school teacher teach if they were not tithing. That would be hypocrisy. And so we wouldn't let a deacon be a deacon if they weren't already serving and doing. And so we need to have a consistent life. Number four, consider. In other words, consider where you fit in. The Bible speaks about some being an eye and some being a leg and whatever the case is. And we all have a place that we can minister in the body of Christ. And so encourage you to consider where you fit in. Sometimes it's good to go and ask. Sometimes it's good to take a gift test. And I put some of those gift tests back there by the bookstore. And then a good thing is to come get some advice, maybe from your Sunday school teacher or from a deacon, or you're welcome to come to me anytime and get some advice as to where to serve. Again, the purpose of the gifts is to encourage the church family, to build up and encourage the church family. All right, number five, counsel. Actually, this goes with what I just said. In other words, if you're going to find out where you fit in, maybe good to seek some counsel as to where you fit in. Again, maybe it's the associate pastor, but where do you best use your gifts? All right, so seek some counsel. That's number five. Number six, commit. Jump in. I always say jump in with both feet. Get going. Don't do it half-hearted. We have to do everything unto the Lord. Amen? Serve it with all you got. Give God all you got. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Commit. And then number seven, commence. Commence. Get going. See the difference that you can make. Many times it is a challenge. I don't know how. I don't know. The Biddles and Jeremiah and Bailey, I literally, if I had to teach that group, the 3, 4, or 5-year-olds, I know I don't have much hair, but I would have nothing. I would pull every bit of it out. You know, some can serve in various areas where the others would not want to do. And what a blessing that is, amen? But what I'm saying is commence, get at it. There are going to be challenges. There's challenges to teaching 5-year-olds. There's challenges to teaching 35-year-olds. I told Brother Barker when he came on board, I told the Jameses when they were teaching it, every person that teaches young adults, the True North class, I tell them, you have to treat them just like the youth department. You have to treat them just like a youth. Why? Because they're about as faithful, right? You have to call them. Because one kid gets sick, and then this person has to work, and then the other kid gets sick, and all of a sudden they miss 3 weeks. Sometimes not anything to do with their own fault. It just happens because of life. And you have to keep at them and keep at them and keep encouraging them and keep communicating with them. It's a challenge, but commits to it. And then lastly, 8, continue. I think that was it. If I left one out, I'm sorry. Continue. It's many times the devil will not necessarily prevent you from serving. But he will try to render you ineffective. You will see people disappoint you. Your pastor will disappoint you. Hello? You come out, hang out with me long enough. There's some people in this room who will testify, especially my wife. I'll disappoint you. I'm just a person. I may tell you I'm going to do something. I may forget. Right? But people will disappoint you. You'll see the good example of this is Brother Steve Scott, Miss Barbara and Steve Scott, who took on the ministry of Baptist Builders and now are going from churches to churches helping build stuff and renovate stuff. And it's a great ministry. But I know in talking with Brother Scott, he's like, man, I was dealing with this pastor. He said, I never knew pastors would act like that. And he's dealing with this church and there's some problems in that church. And he just never, you know, he's like, okay, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the devil hasn't necessarily stopped you from serving Brother Steve Scott, but what he'll do is to try to get your eyes off Jesus. Get your eyes on people, and people will disappoint you. People will fail you. Your motivation's not people. Your motivation's the love of Jesus. The love of Christ constraineth us. So I want to encourage you in that way. And so many times we get our eyes off, off the Lord. Remember, as a servant of God, to put on the whole armor of God. The devil doesn't like what you're doing. He doesn't like you teaching the Sunday school class. He doesn't like you helping master clubs. He doesn't like you, you know, helping and singing in the choir. He doesn't like it. You can do any of these things. And so he's going to do everything he can to discourage you, to get you to quit. I just remind you that you ought to trust in him. Trust the Lord. Wait on him. He will renew your strength. Amen. I was thinking today, as I dealt with some things today, we voted Wednesday night to another building program. I don't care what building program we've had around here. When we started it, game on. Devil hates it. He absolutely hates it. What is he going to do? Try to build another building to reach more people for Jesus? He's going to try to do everything he can to cause problems. I can't encourage you enough to pray. When you sign this card for what you want to give this year, can I just encourage you even more than that? You say, well, I can't give. You can pray. And pray specifically. Not pacifically, but specifically. Pray specifically. Pray. Pray God's protection upon our church. Amen? Pray God's protection upon those who are building and doing the work. I would say to you, pray for unity. Pray for us to strive together and labor together. Amen? Would you do that? I just know how it works. I've seen it over the years. And so pray for the building program. Pray for pray for unity. And then in conclusion tonight, our gifts were given to complete and to build and to equip the church family. I pray and hope that you would consider using your gifts. You ought to use your gifts to complete, build, and equip the church family as we strive together to reach more people with the gospel of Jesus Christ.